Hi, everybody, and welcome back here for another little bite-sized political podcast. Hope this one finds you well. Thanks for downloading. Thanks to quantumhypno.co.uk for sponsoring. Check out the link below. And we're going to talk about gender wars in the classroom, because I see some news has come out, and oh boy, the BBC weren't happy. The news is that schools in England will be banned from teaching sex education to children under the age of 9 under new government guidance to be published on Thursday. So that's going to be tomorrow. The BBC has not seen the new guidelines, but a government source has said they included plans to ban any children being taught about gender identity. If asked, teachers will have to be clear that gender ideology is contested. Well, it's not contested. There's nothing to contest. There's two genders. That's the end. We have to stop this madness. The statutory guidance on relationships and sex education, which schools must follow by law, is currently under review. The review was announced by Sunak recently following concerns that some children were being exposed to inappropriate content. And the government believes that clearer guidance will provide support for teachers, reassurance for parents, and will set out topics which should be taught to children of that age. So I listened to the BBC for about 5 minutes this morning on this, and their line is, first of all, there's not a problem. No headmaster. Apparently, all the headmasters are super duper happy with it. This is really not a good idea. Just let schools do what schools do. Okay, groomers, that's what you think. I'm afraid I don't agree with that. I think there are issues here, and the fundamental issue is this. It's really simple. We need to keep this whole issue, this gender war stuff, right out of schools. Schools shouldn't be teaching kids, in my opinion, anything about sex education beyond that which they learn in biology, which is probably in second year and when they go to secondary school. And why is that? Well, number one, I think we want to keep young minds as innocent as we possibly can. I think innocence is a good thing. I don't think it's something to be mocked or laughed at or derided. And I think certainly when you get to your teens, then yes, there may be a case made for education, but not when you're still in those early years. So I've got a real problem with the very notion that they think sex education should be taught in year six, even, which is what the BBC are saying. So, and parents have a right to withdraw their children if they wish. So I oppose all of this. I'm viewing this are very simple. I think it's decidedly dodgy that any of this is being taught in the classroom. Now, to give you an idea of just how gross some of this can be, I saw another instance of a little college for children of 12 years old who are under obviously the legal age of consent. And this is Brownlow Integrated College, which isn't that far from where I live. And they had a lovely open day where beginning of LGBT Awareness Week, the youth service hosted a podcast discussing the importance of LGBT awareness. There's no importance. And discussed this year's theme of no one is left behind, equality, justice and freedom for all. And you can see these pictures of these young kids. And they're in a classroom and there's lesbian flags up, there's pansexual flags up, there's asexual sides up, there's even a heterosexual flag up, there's a rainbow flag, there's a polysexual. This is what kids are being exposed to. And then you go on and I'm looking at another image of some of those people behind all of this, really I think we would want to be checking the hard drives on some of their laptops, because again, why is this agenda being driven into schools at all? You see, it's not just that I disapprove of sex education for primary kids, because I think that that's nothing to do with education. That's for the parents, not for the school, for the parents. But then when you get into secondary school, then they're instantly on top of the kids with the, but don't forget the LGBTQIA+ agenda. And that's happening right now. The story I just talked to you about happened yesterday. Horrible, horrible stuff. Our kids, if you go near the public sector, your kids are going to be exposed to this LGBTQI+ garbage and indoctrinated. And ultimately, that's going to cause huge societal problems. Is it any wonder so many young kids now don't know what gender they are? You know, they're non-binary. Well, they're not non-binary. They're confused, and that confusion has not happened by accident. That has happened by, you know, by deliberation. So on this one, I'm glad the government is introducing this, but it shouldn't just stop at age nine. No primary school child should be exposed to anything to do with gender or sex education. And you know why? Because too many kids leave primary school fundamentally unable to read or write. The fundamental basics of a good education go by. Vroom, ignore them. Let's talk about the trans agenda. Let's talk about the two-spirit people. Let's talk about pansexuals. No, there's no room to talk about any of that. If our government had any backbone, which it doesn't, and it's going to be so much worse under Labour, obviously, you may brace yourself for that, then I think they see these schools, just like they saw the universities, as little social engineering laboratories. So what they do is, if they get them very young and they fill their heads full of this, you know, there's 92 different genders and it's okay to be trans and there's not a problem, even as the same kids can't probably spell the word, right? Then and the fact that headmasters, by the way, don't see a problem, that's a real red flag for me. Are they looking? Are they afraid to say? Maybe we need to have a real investigation into what goes on in schools. Anyway, my friends, there you have it. Anyway, the gender wars are in the classroom.